Praise God. Give him a clap offering. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Say, I'm blessed with his love. I'm blessed with his forgiveness. I'm blessed with his peace, his joy, his knowledge, his wisdom. I'm blessed in every promise, because every promise is yes, yes. I release my faith and I bind Satan. I bind the principalities and their powers. And I'm going to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name, in his blessings. So I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we blessed? Praise you. I know me and my wife have been blessed for 55 years. Amen. Someone says, how old are you? I said, doesn't make any difference. It don't make no difference. Age don't make no difference. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm coming back stronger. See, a lot of us make mistakes, maybe a couple of times, maybe three times, and we're afraid to step out and receive the blessings. See, so God says you're coming back. Don't let failure or what you've done hold you back from the blessings. God's got a plan for your life. God's got a plan for the church and individuals in the church. Amen? And the only time you're going to be successful and happy is when you accept what he's done at the cross. That he's defeated all sickness and disease. That your sins are forgiven. So the mistakes you made, guess what? You're coming back stronger. God says that you must understand the supernatural. So if you're born again, you got the Holy Spirit in you. That's supernatural. You've been delivered from all your sins, sickness, and disease. That's supernatural. You are anointed. That's supernatural. Amen? So God wants you to know that you are walking in the supernatural. Maybe your flesh has problems with it, but God don't. The God in you, God the Holy Spirit. So if you've failed in a number of things, keep on going. Keep on pushing in, because God's got a plan for you. Don't settle back into your flesh and say, well, I made this, I done this, and I can't. Yes, you can. Say, I'm coming back stronger. See, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's why I'm coming back stronger. You got a supernatural power in you that's stronger and greater than anything in the world. And any failure, any sin you've done, you have a greatness of God in you, a supernatural God in you. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, we want to welcome the visitors. I don't know how many here are first time. Hallelujah. First time? Nobody? Okay. Praise God. Where did Joe go? Oh, there he is up there. Joe is going to the school up here. And he came Friday night and got blessed and approached me and said he wanted to volunteer here Fridays and Sundays. And so I want you people to make sure he knows he's wanted and he's welcomed. So after the church, spend some time chasing Joe down. Amen? I just don't want him being a bump up there and no one knows him and no one's looking at him and no one's talking to him. And so can I ask you, how old are you now, Joe? 21? Praise God. So go by after he's learning the camera and he's learning some other things. His specialty is computers, and he's going to be working with Jeff in the sound room and doing all kinds of different things. But you know, there was a bunch of students here Friday night, and he was the only one who volunteered. Huh? So far. Oh, so far. Well, that's positive. Praise God. I was negative about it. See, I can have those problems too. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. So God wants to know you're coming back, want you to know you're coming back stronger. Amen? Regardless of what you've done, you're coming back stronger. And unless you say it, and unless you operate in the Word of God and speak the Word of God and build yourself up, you see, you won't come back stronger. But God says today you're getting a message and you're going to start confessing you're coming back stronger. Amen? Regardless. Don't let the devil tell you you've done this, this, and this, and when you start to approach another thing you're going to do, don't let the devil tell you you can't make it. You know, Romney has been running for president for 6 years. He got defeated last time, and he's still running. He'd come back. And I don't have to run for president. The guy's worth a couple hundred million dollars. Abraham Lincoln was that way. So don't go by failure. Always say, I'm coming back, and I'm coming back stronger. Only because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen? Hallelujah. You're coming back stronger, and it's only because if you say it. Turn, if you would, Jerry, to Luke 22. Luke. Remember the movie Cool Hand Luke? Well, this ain't it. Luke 22, starting at verse 31. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Lord said to Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you. You remember he did with Job? See, we don't find too much activity of Satan in the Old Testament. We know that David was tempted to count. And then Isaiah spoke of Satan, and Ezekiel spoke of Satan. But the prophets, the call of prophets was kind of different. And God would give them an assignment, you see. Paul, the apostle, had to work the Word of God out. He had to get from Christ, and he had to live the Word of God. When he talked about the gifts, he talked about Satan and so on and so forth. And Peter and the rest of them. Apostle calling is different than the prophet. Amen? A prophet, God will tell the prophet, like he did Elijah, he said, I want you to go to the stream and I want you to drink there and I'll send a raven twice a day and feed you and so on and so forth. It wasn't his plan, it was God's plan. So when you see a prophet operate, it's different. And so you can, at some point, get in the perfect will of God where the devil can't do nothing with you. But listen to now. And the Lord said to Simon, Simon, indeed, Satan has asked for you. Guess what? As born-again children, Satan can only come to us as we open doors. Amen? And give him permission. That he may sift you as wheat. 32. Hallelujah. Luke 22, 32. But I have prayed, the Lord has prayed, for you that your faith should not fail. See, he's not going to do it. Jesus is going to the cross and he's already done it. He don't want your faith to fail. So if you've been through some things in life and you're wanting to go on, don't let your faith fail. Go on and do it and keep on trying, keep on asking, keep on knocking. Come back stronger by speaking the Word of God. Amen? Don't hide away somewhere. Don't refuse to do something. God wants you to come back stronger. Hallelujah. But I have prayed for you, and Jesus is ever interceding for us. Say, Jesus is ever interceding for me, that my faith won't fail. You know why? It's his faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That your faith should not fail, and when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Jesus is saying to Peter, you're heading for a fall. But when you come back, you're coming back stronger. And tell the brethren that coming back stronger. You're heading for a fall. All of us at some time or another get weak and head for a fall. But when we come back to the Lord, we come back stronger. Because he gives you a fresh anointing, a fresh power. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. So if you made a mistake, don't stay in the mistake, because God's got a fresh anointing for you to come back stronger. Have returned to me, strengthen your brother. Tell him. You're heading for a fall, but tell him when you come back to me. Strengthen your brother. Tell him they're coming back stronger. These testings that we all go through in life, this journey in life, sometimes it grips us so much, we're afraid to step out again. But I'm telling you, saints, you're coming back stronger. If you step out, God's got a fresh anointing for you, a manifestation of the Spirit of God in your life to take you into that place, to make you stronger. Where the devil will start running and people will start being blessed by the stronger, you coming back stronger, and you're ministering that strength, that anointing into people's lives. Amen? Hallelujah. Gee, that was 32. Praise God. 22. What am I doing? Hallelujah. Next one. But he said to him, Lord, I'm ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. Next. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, see, you're heading for a fall. The rooster shall crow this day before you will deny me three times that you know me. We deny the Lord by not receiving his love, not receiving his grace, not receiving the anointing that God's given to us, not receiving his forgiveness. We deny the Lord because Jesus said, I've washed in the blood all sins before and all sins after. So when we stay in that place of failure, you see, we're not going to come back stronger. We're denying the Lord. God's got great plans for us. God's got great love for us, great grace and mercy for us. God's got a supernatural moving of his Holy Spirit with the gifts of the Spirit in our lives. But you see, the enemy's always saying, oh, you better not do that again. You remember what happened last time? You remember that? You remember those thoughts that come into your mind? Oh, you better not do that again. I bind you, Satan. Get out of my head in the name of Jesus. Because God said you're coming back stronger. God said you're coming back stronger. All of us have fallen at one time or another. But don't deny the Lord his love, his grace, and his forgiveness, and his mercy towards you. Don't deny it. Amen? Hallelujah. Is there any more? Next. And he said to them, when I sent you, this is what I want to get. When I sent you without money bag, knapsack, and sandals, did you lack anything? So they said, nothing. See, when you're coming back stronger, you don't lack. The forgiveness is there for you. The grace is there for you. The anointing is there for you. The name of Jesus is there for you. Victory is there for you. You don't lack nothing. Because everything in Jesus is yes, yes. Every promise. Amen? You don't lack nothing. This is a scripture that God showed me many years ago, and I said, I want to learn that. That's why I don't take up a collection. Taking up a collection is not a sin or wrong, but it's wrong for me because I said, God, I want to draw everything from you. I want to get my healing of multiple sclerosis from you. I want to get my healing and separate me from booze and drugs and hate and carrying a gun and all. I want to get it all from you. And I'm going on with you, Jesus. And I'm going to believe that you're going to protect me, and I'm not going to let the devil tell me I can't go on. I'm not going to hide in a closet somewhere. I'm purified by your blood. And my mind is going to receive it because I'm going to get in the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit's going to help me. Amen? Hallelujah. And so you don't lack nothing. The only time we lack things is when we get in the flesh and we hang back. Oh, I ain't going to do that. Last time I done that, man, I got shot at, I got jumped on, and I got and all this went wrong, and my life fell apart, and my marriage fell apart, and my children, so on and so forth. God says, do not stay there. Do not live there. That's your flesh. I got great plans for you. And God says, when I take you this time, I'm going to give you a fresh anointing. And you're coming back stronger. You're coming back anointed. You're coming back alive with my spirit. You're coming back alive with the knowledge and wisdom. You're coming back alive. And the life that you come back in, you'll impart it into people's lives. Amen? There's people here today. All of us need to hear this. Amen? So the Bible says in John, 1 John 4:4, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. See, so you have a greatness, a supernatural greatness in you that's greater than any problem you're up against. It may look bad. It may look like you're not going to make it. But God says, I got a fresh anointing for you. You've wandered away, but you're coming back stronger. Because the testing is going to make you stronger as long as you lean on me. Here's the problem, saints. In this world today, the Bible says lean not to your own understanding. What is going on today is we lean. Now listen, when I say this, I'm not putting it down. We lean to the computers, the cell phones. We lean to a lot of things to get answers. Now, none of that is wrong, because if you want success, that is really great. We have computers in our office for our websites and so on and so forth. And it's good to be able to reach. We have 82,000 hits on the computer right now. And so that's good. You're reaching people. But you must never forget to keep leaning to that stuff. You can use it, but make sure you lean to him. Get him included in your life. Because all of us saints are going to other things to learn or to get answers. You can, by the power of the Holy Spirit, go to Jesus and get an answer for everything you need. But because it's so easy to push a button, you see, to find out how we can do this and do that, and the cell phones, Apple's coming out with a new one now, and they're already all sold out and everything else, people laying on the sidewalk to get into the store first. But he said right here, when I sent you out, so when you come back stronger and God sends you out, you're not going to lack anything. But that must be part of your confession. To have a cell phone and a computer, there's nothing wrong with it. But you see, we're leaning to our own understanding. He said, I want you to acknowledge me, and I'll direct your path. I'll give you the wisdom. So I don't want you to think I'm putting down the cell phones and the computers and everything else. But the whole world is turning to that and turning away from the Bible. And God says, this won't operate if you keep turning to everything but me. So when you turn, before you open your computer, you ought to say, Jesus, thank you for your wisdom. Jesus, thank you for your knowledge. When you get up in the morning, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your knowledge. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for purifying me. Thank you for your promises, Jesus. I'm blessed. You have blessed me, Lord. See, if I didn't have this confession, you see, all the things I'd done in life, I'd have gone into a closet and I'd have put a wall up in front of me, my own wall, and not let nobody through it, and not even God. But God says, listen, I let God through. He broke down the wall. He broke me down. He gave me a fresh anointing. I came back stronger. Each day I'm coming back stronger. Each day I'm coming back stronger. And each day I'm not looking back. Each day I'm looking forward. Amen? Because I have this supernatural power in me, and you have it in you, that's greater than the devil, sickness, and disease. Listen, saints, the reason why Christians are diseased or sick today is because the brain, the body is subject to the brain. The mind is part of the brain. And the brain gives the body permission to get sick. Do you know that? If you really want to check something out, they have a commercial on television about, what's those things that burn, you get all of your stomach or someplace? Huh? Shingles. If you watch a commercial about that, and you get a little sore on your stomach, your back, your mind will start saying, oh my God, I just heard that on television. I got shingles. And you'll probably get shingles. So the whole thing is, you can't allow your brain, your mind, to give permission to your body. I have had pains in my hips and my back, and I have said, I don't give that permission. I'm not giving you permission to do that. Because the body is subject to the mind, subject to the brain. And you have control of the brain because you have something greater in you that's in you than it's in the world, which is the Holy Spirit. And you lack nothing. You don't lack healing. You don't lack grace. You don't lack mercy. You don't lack the financial blessings. You don't lack His love. You don't lack nothing. And your mind has got to be told that. And it's something you have to keep after. You see, I'm coming back strong. The devil has tried to get permission from Jesus to come after me. And Jesus prayed that my faith wouldn't fail. And guess what? It hasn't failed. I'm drawing everything from Jesus. Hallelujah. You remember in 1 Samuel 17, verse 32, it says, David said, let no one's heart fail. I will fight for you. Hasn't Jesus fought for us? Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Don't let it rule in you. Don't let your heart fail you. Don't let your heart tell you that you can't go on with God, that you can't come back stronger, that you can't get a fresh anointing, that you can't get forgiveness, that you can't get mercy and grace and compassion from Jesus. Don't let your mind tell you that. See, a lot of people get sick today because they're not taught what to do. They're not taught about renewing their mind. They're not taught about really the body is subject to the brain, and the brain's given the body permission. I have had pains in me when I was on the treadmill every day, 3 or 4 days a week I do, and I'm on, and I get pains in my back and my legs, and I said, I'm not giving you permission to do that. I've seen it stop immediately. It's encouraging, saints, to know you have somebody in you greater than that pain. Somebody in you that's greater than your brain. You allow the mind of Christ to come into your life. And you speak to it. Everybody should be getting stronger after you make a mistake, because God's got a fresh anointing for you. When the Bible says in John, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. These are different manifestations of the Spirit. Now listen now. I flow in one place, or a couple of places in the anointing. But if I come here on a Sunday morning, in another one, I'm refilled with another manifestation, and I haven't informed the mind will fight the new manifestation. Are you listening? There's many rivers, but the mind will fight it. So all of a sudden, you see, we're creatures of habit. And so I'm in a creature of habit, so I know how to minister in a certain area. And it just comes natural to me and everything else. Now, God, I get out here in another Friday or Sunday, and God says, a fresh anointing is coming to me. It's just like when the Lord said to Elijah, I want you to go by the stream. I'm going to send a raven to feed you. You're going, what is that? But he never questioned God. He went and done it. So when a fresh anointing, a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, it's going to be strange to your mind. But God will have got you to a place that you'll know that you're protected, and it ain't the devil speaking, it ain't your head speaking, it's God the Holy Ghost speaking. Amen? Hallelujah. And that's the reason why many Christians don't grow. See, there's visions and dreams prepared for God, by God for us. I had someone come to me Friday night, and she didn't see it here, but she saw gold floating in front of her. And she was asking about it. This is before church started Friday night. Hallelujah. Do you know how much stuff God's prepared for us in the supernatural? And we don't even have the understanding that we have this great God in us, this great supernatural power in us that wants to encourage us, wants us to get back stronger if we've failed, if we had some character fails, and he wants us to come back stronger. He's sitting in us with a fresh anointing to put into our lives. But it may manifest, and you may not understand, what is that? God's got great plans for us, but everything's done by his Spirit, the supernatural God that's in us. That's why a lot of people can't have visions and dreams and see colors and the supernatural that God speaks about, how he did it with his prophets back in the Old Testament. Satan had to get permission to go after Job, didn't he? Don't give him permission. Stand up every morning and say, I'm coming back strong today. I'm coming back in his grace. I'm coming back in his mercy. I'm coming back in his love. I'm coming back in his power. I'm coming by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm coming by the mind of Jesus Christ. Ha, 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 devil! Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And so you see Peter's life came back stronger. You see him in the book of Acts where his shadow, they're pulling people out just so Peter's shadow can touch them, and they're getting healed. Ain't that coming back stronger? Yeah. I don't know him, but he came back stronger. God had a plan for his life. Everybody here has failed one time or another. Everybody here has at one time or another rejected God's love. We get caught up in our minds and our bodies start hurting, and because your brain's giving it permission. Or we get oppressed or depressed, or we're lonely, or we got a call upon our lives, but we're afraid. We're afraid to come back stronger. We're afraid to step out in the anointing. I've failed so many times, but God says, you won't fail this time. You won't fail this time. You're coming back stronger. You're coming back in my love. You're coming back in the anointing. You're coming back in the peace. You're coming back in the gifts of the Spirit. You're coming alive with my Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, Jesus fought for me. I'm a winner. I'm coming back stronger. Every day, stronger, in Christ, in his grace, in his love, in the power of his Spirit. Yesterday I felt like the devil had beat me up with a wet blanket. Today I'm alive. I'm coming back stronger today. My flesh fights God every weekend. I don't want to do that no more. I got to tell myself, shut up. It just fights God. But the Spirit, the greatness of God in me, it carries me on. And the devil will say, you ain't going to sleep tonight. And I say, you ain't going to wake me up. I'm stronger. According to my word, in Jesus' name, I bind you. And when I go to bed, guess who wakes me up? God. Guess who's giving me a message? God. Guess who's talking to me? God. Guess who's coming back with that stronger power of the Spirit and giving me a message that brings life to the body of Christ? God. Jesus, my Lord. When I woke up at 3 o'clock, I said, I didn't think he was ever going to show up. I was in a battle. Peter was in a battle. See, I look for revival. I look for signs and wonders. I look for the glory of God to fill this place. Hallelujah. Acts 12. Jerry, starting with verse 5. I got to find it here myself. Well, what did I say? 12:5? That ain't what I want. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. 12:5. Yeah, that's what I want. My eyes were deceiving me. Sometimes I wear glasses and I can't see without them. I can't see with them. 12:5. Have you ever felt like you was in prison? Locked into oppression or depression? I don't want to go anywhere with God. I failed him too hard. I'm in jail. God's got a power for you to take you out of jail. To have you come back stronger. And listen to this. Peter was therefore kept in prison. Constant prayer. Constant what?
Prayer.
Was offered by the church. We ought to be praying for our country. We ought to be humbling ourselves. The country's in prison. A constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. Go to 6. Oh my. And when Herod was about to bring him out that night, Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains. Has anything got you bound? Are you free? Are you coming back stronger? Are you open to God's power? Are you open to increase of the Holy Ghost? With two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. Next one. Now behold, an angel of the Lord. God's got angels. Are you locked up anywhere? Are you chained anywhere? Are you oppressed or depressed? Are you saying to people, oh, I feel great, but you're chained? You're not coming back stronger, but God says, I can bring you back stronger. You don't lack anything. Say, I don't lack anything. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. His chains fell off his hands. You see, when we're coming back stronger, you see, first of all, we're chained with all this stuff of yesterday's, and we're coming back stronger, the chains fall off. We have a fresh anointing. Nothing has got us bound. Sickness ain't got us bound. Poverty ain't got us bound. You see? Sin ain't got us bound. Demons ain't got us bound. The chains are off. Amen? Next one. Then the angel said to him, gird yourself, tie on your sandals. And so he did. And he said to him, put on your garments and follow me. You see, every time we dress up in the new man, we ought to be following Jesus. We ought to be following Jesus. And he'll take us up in the supernatural realm. Is that right? He'll take you into places where you haven't been. He'll refresh you. He'll give you a fresh anointing. You'll come back stronger. You got to put on the new man. God, the Holy Ghost, will help you put on the new man. Amen? Hallelujah. Next. So he went out and followed him and did not know that what was done by the angel was real. You see, saints, sometimes we have dreams. Sometimes we see colors. Sometimes there's gold. We see gold in different things. And it's so supernatural that we don't even think it's real. But that's not a bad thing. You'll learn by the Spirit of God that it's real. Say, I'll learn that God in me and His power is real. His cloud is real. His fire is real. His angels are real. Hallelujah. So he went out and followed him and did not know that was done by the angel was real, but though he was seeing a vision. See, God's got visions for us saints. You know something? If you'll believe this, you'll have a vision about yourself. And you'll see yourself all dressed up. You'll see yourself cleansed and pure. You'll see yourself dressed in his robes. You'll see yourself surrounded by purple. You'll see yourself with the glory of God resting upon you. And when you wake and you open your eyes and wake up the following day or night or whatever it may be, that's what you're going to walk in. And the Holy Spirit in you, greater is he that's in you, he will make it real. What you see will come to pass because God is faithful. Amen? Many people sitting here have seen visions and run to somebody and say, what do you think about this? Well, God says, what do you think about it? The glory cloud. I'm coming back stronger. I'm going to have an anointing. You see, Peter said, pull him out in the street. Let my shadow touch him. I messed up over here, but I came back stronger. And God kept his word. Hallelujah. 10. And then when they were past the first or the second guard post, you see, God can blind the devil. God can blind all kinds of different things that are harassing you. God, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. There ain't nobody pushing. They didn't have no button to push in their vehicle. It just opened. Jesus said, any door I open, no man will close. And any door I close, no man will open. Amen? The gate opened. Supernatural. Chains fell off. Supernatural. He's coming back stronger. He's coming alive. Even though he's made mistakes, he's coming alive with God. God don't want him chained. God don't want him in jail. Prayers in the church changed it. Amen? Hallelujah. And the second guard post, they came to the iron gate, and it leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. See, it's just like the raven. The raven bought food twice a day under the command of God. This iron gate under the command of God opened up. Sickness in your body will go under the command of God. And God is in you, and greater is he that's in you. So you say, according to my word, in Jesus' name. Elijah said, it ain't going to rain according to my word. We got to be bold, saints, which opened to them on its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. Wouldn't you like to have him be there all the time? Well, he departed because he couldn't see him no more. He only could see him till God completed the miracle. That doesn't mean he's gone off and you won't have nothing around you. Amen? There's angels in here now. The Shekinah glory is in here now. Jesus is here with two or three are gathered in my name. He wants any door closed on you to open up. In the ministry, in the Bible, in the Word of God, the door of grace and mercy and love and compassion, he wants that open to you. He wants you to feel it. He don't want you bound in chains. He don't want you bound by the world. He don't want you bound by the mistakes you made. He wants you free. Amen? Say, I'm free. Listen to me now. I have meditated and practiced this whole thing with the brain. And I can shut my body down when my body rebels against God. I can cause that pain to go. Now, people say, well, I try. No, this isn't a trying thing. This is a faith thing. Jesus said, I pray that your faith won't fail. And he's given you a measure of faith. He's given you tongues, supernatural tongues, to build up your faith. He's given you the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You need to hear yourself saying it. You shouldn't put up with your body. You shouldn't put up when your body starts to have pain in it. Your body is subject to the brain. The brain's giving you permission. A lot of people don't understand this. A lot of people reject this. Well, I ain't never heard that. There's a lot of things you ain't ever heard. Hallelujah. So, you can't lean on the computers and the cell phones. It's not wrong having them. It's a great thing. But we get leaning on so much stuff in this world that we stop leaning on Jesus. Then all of a sudden the body starts breaking down. Oh, what are you going to do about this? I've had my pains in my legs and my back. And I said, I ain't giving you permission to do that. And I can concentrate by the Holy Spirit on that pain and keep on walking on the treadmill and it goes away. And I just start laughing. I get the joy of the Lord. And you know why I don't talk about this much? Sometimes it cleans churches out. Mayo's gone off the deep end. Yeah, come on over. It's good in here. But I'm free. I have a fresh anointing. I've been recharged by God. Doors have been opened for me. Well, how come it don't work every time? Your faith fails. That's how come. Look at that. Immediately the angel departed. You see something? The Holy Spirit really works with us. But he gets to this place where he wants us to start doing things. See, we want God to do everything. Well, guess what? He's done everything. When David said, don't let your heart fail, I'll go fight for you. And he went up against the giant. There isn't a giant in this world, a mountain in this world, a sickness in this world that can stand in our way. A poverty problem in this world, it can't stand. If it is, Jesus has prayed, he intercedes that your faith won't fail. But it's got to be his faith. He's given us a measure of faith, you see. So if you'll take it right to the cliff and say, I'm not going to change my mind. My God's going to heal me. My God's going to bring me out of that. My God's going to financially bless me. My God's going to let the mind of Christ come in me. My God's going to anoint me. I'm going to have visions and dreams. And you're getting closer to the edge. And if it doesn't manifest, you'll go off the edge. It'll manifest. He'll show up at the midnight hour. Amen? Well, praise God. Say, I'm at peace. Say, Jesus is the bridge. I'm crossing over today, and I'm coming back stronger. Ooh. I even like that myself. The orange, eight in the orange. Hallelujah. Say, every door is open to me. See, I wish you could just experience the supernatural in some areas. You'd never accept anything else. It'd make you so hungry for God, because all of a sudden, God will be real in your life. See, sometimes we grow up under certain denominations over the door or something, and we get mindsets.
You're my healer, you're my salvation, Son of David, the Almighty God, Root of Jesse, the faithful Redeemer, the returning King. You're the Lord of all, you're the anointed sacrifice, O Lamb of Calvary. In all creation, you're the fairest of all. You're the rock of the ages. You are my refuge. You're my safe harbor in time of a storm. You're the Lord of all, the majestic Savior. Come down from paradise to take us home. You were birthed of the Spirit, a heavenly Christ child. You're my loving shepherd, my Savior, my Lord, designer, creator. Holy Spirit baptizer, the light of this universe, you're the Lord of all, you're the Lord of all, the majestic Savior, and you've come down from paradise to take us home, you're the Lord of all. The Bible says, I heard the voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, and glory and honor and praise to the King. The Bible says it'll sound like the voice of many waters, mighty thunder, as people come from every nation to declare, He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of all. He's the Lord of all, majestic Savior, and He's come down from paradise to take us home.
Wow, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I'm not going to say anything else. If you want prayer, come up here right now. Anybody who wants prayer today, come up here. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people ask, well, why do these people keep coming up? Why shouldn't they keep coming? This is ministry. Do you go to pray to God every day? Why are you denying people the right to receive things? If they want to be anointed 10 times a week, what has that got to do with you? You know what that is? That's a mindset. You've been trained by religion. I had a guy speaking in the church one time, and I went up 5 times. The 5th time, I received it. Like he said to the guy, I want you to wash 7 times. Well, if he'd wash 5 times, he wouldn't get healed. What difference does it make if they want to come up? This don't belong to me. It's God. Well, I'm embarrassed. Close your eyes and go to sleep. There's nothing wrong with people coming up. This is what my heart's all about. Praying for people. Imparting what they need. How do you know what they need today and tomorrow and next Sunday and next Friday? Well, I've been taught. You've been taught wrong. Well, you say, well, in the Bible, they kept coming to the ones that kept, that got Jesus touched, they didn't come back because they got healed. You got to press in. You got to be humble. I've never gotten tired, ever complained to God. And I have had a church at times, the same 5 people came up every Friday and every Sunday, and I kept on praying for them. Today, they're free. A lot of things that break through. So don't let anybody tell you, why do you keep going up there? Tell them to shut up. Someone said to me, well, the praise team, can you do any better? No, then shut up. If you can do better, we'll stick you up there and let you yodel. Amen? We want God in here. And if people have to press in, I press in 2 times a day at home. 2 times. Don't ever deny people. They come 20 times or 1,000 times. Don't say nothing. Don't sow discord amongst your brethren because they're coming up for prayer. That's better than going to the bar room or smoking those funny cigarettes. Amen? I just got a tickle in my get-along. Well, praise God. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we ask for the presence of your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Come, Lord Jesus, yes. Let them all come back stronger today, Lord. Let the gates be open to them, Lord Jesus. Let every chain fall off, Lord Jesus. Let them know that they're wanted and loved by you, Lord, and the power, greater is he that's in them, is in them, exploding in them to bring forth. We know, Lord, Father God, if we bring and raise up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you'll honor us. So we speak Jesus today. We speak that we draw all attention to you, Lord Jesus, as your presence fills this place. Your presence fills this place, Lord Jesus. We look to you, Lord Jesus. We look to you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord, as I touch him, Lord, in the holy, precious name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Holy Jesus, Holy Jesus. Oh, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you. The gates are open, Lord. She's coming back stronger. Every chain is broken off, Lord. She's free, spirit, soul, and body, because I speak it according to my word in Jesus' name. I free her by the power of Jesus under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, I touch my sister, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. You know, I can see that it looks like yarn, but it's not, and it's purple, and it's big. You know how you, in the natural, if you crochet, you roll up your yarn, and it's so big. This is a big, big ball, and it's being rolled to you, and there's a kind of an angel behind it, pushing, because I can only see bits and parts of it, but it's glittering. The individual that's pushing, the angel, is glittering. He's pushing the presence of God towards you. And he said, I'm not going to limit it. This is a big ball, God says, and he's not going to limit it. He's pushing it towards you. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, I can actually see you in the vision, and you're starting to turn around and run because it's picking up speed and it's coming at you, and you're thinking it ain't going to stop. And God said, it'll stop. It'll stop. Just stand there. Trust in God. Just release your faith. Just trust in God. Just stand right there. The angel is in complete control. Complete control. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. She's coming back strong. She's coming back strong. She's coming back in the grace and the mercy and the forgiveness and power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you and we praise you and we honor you, Lord Jesus. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. She's coming back strong. She's coming back strong, Lord. Strong in the spirit realm, Lord. Strong under the anointing and power of the Holy Spirit, Lord. There's just great. I can see again. Every time I seem to pray for you, I see this highway type of path. It's concrete or it's paved, I should say. And it's just light. As far as you can see, there's just light. God says you're starting a journey. It's just plain light. Just light. Everything is light. Everything, your light is going to shine, God says. You're going to have happiness. You're going to walk in the purity and power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God says great plans he's got for you and your future husband. Great plans for the both of you. Great plans, because God is great. And the gates are going to open. There's no gate that's going to refuse. If the gate refuses, then God don't want you going through it. If the gate refuses to open, that means God's not wanting you to go through it. His power will open the doors. His power has opened the doors. So we thank you and we praise you in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch these two right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Ah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
God says, my son, there has been trouble, and there's a disturbing move within you, David, but God is going to smooth it over. God's going to give you the wisdom. And God, you're concerned about your son. This young man is going to bring the peace back. He's coming back in the peace of God. And God says, my son, I'm going to touch it. I'm going to cause you to change spirit, soul, and body. There is a time of rebellion as children grow up. But God says, my son, the call upon your life, time is running out. So God says, my son, I want you to awaken to my word and to my voice that has spoken to you a couple of times when you was in your bedroom. The Lord has spoken to you, and God wants you to know what he said, and God wants you to remember it and have it become a part of your life. God says, Dad, you will not be disturbed anymore, because I can see a washing of oil being flowing through you and through your son in Jesus' name. There is a beauty of colors coming in this oil, a beauty of colors coming in this oil. It changes. And one of the colors that's real strong is green, means it's a new beginning coming into your lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord. She's coming back strong, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. In the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, praise. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. Would you want these pray for all? How you doing? Huh? Can you raise your hands? Have you all got Jesus in your life? Mm-hmm. Oh, she's teaching you? Oh, you got Jesus in your life then. Should make sure of that. Father God, I touch this teacher right now, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for the grace, the favor that she's going to receive, Lord. I speak favor into her life. I break every assignment of Satan, every assignment of the principalities and powers, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that this woman of God will stand straight up, Lord, because no weapon can formed against her can prosper. We just give you praise and honor and glory as me and my sister have touched and agreed, Lord, and we give you praise that these things will come to pass in Jesus' name. Father God, I touch these little ones right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stronger, Father God, in Jesus' name. Coming back stronger, Father God, in Jesus' name. God says, my son, it's decision time. Coming back stronger. Coming back stronger. Decision time. Decision time. There's some wisdom that God's going to rise up in you. There's a decision coming, and it's coming by the wisdom of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Coming back stronger. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah. Did you hand me some water? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord. Oh, I thank you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hold the breath. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, King Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I touch him right now, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the presence of presence of God. Father God, I touch her now, Lord, the both of them, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, King Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the presence of God. Praise you, Jesus. The presence of God. Well, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We honor him today. We thank you for the word, Lord. We draw attention to nobody. You are the King. You are the Lord. You are our power, Lord Jesus. You are our salvation, our grace, our mercy. You are our peace, Lord Jesus. You are our power over Satan and principalities and powers and sickness and disease and poverty. So we take no credit for it, Lord. We just lift you up and call you our Lord, our Christ. Lord over the universe, Lord over my family, Lord over this church, Lord, Lord over our finances. We humble ourselves before you today, Jesus, and honor and exalt and lift you up as the mighty King of kings and Lord of lords. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and say these things. And everybody said,
amen.
Hallelujah. Yes.